Open your Bibles with me this morning to Matthew chapter 24 to begin with. As a nation, in the world, in our households, in our neighborhoods, a lot of people are facing some troubled times. Is anybody facing any trouble? Hello? God wants to encourage us today. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse number 6, and he said, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." You know, as we're looking around the world, it's kind of interesting that this week in Arizona, the temperature was 120. There was a city in Iran this week where the temperature was 160 degrees. Amen? There's things that are evolving and taking place all around the world and the nation that we live in, but God wants you to know He is in control. He has never lost control. He is still at the helm, okay? He is our author. He is our finisher. He is the one that's going to see us through. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul said in verse number 8, he said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Amen? In other words, it isn't over until it is over. Hallelujah. Amen. So I know that God's word declares that he that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through, but we got to allow him to see it through. Amen. And when I was looking at this week and I was thinking about, you know, I keep hearing of trouble here and trouble there and trouble here in the news, and everybody's talking about troubled. Our government's troubled. Britain left the EU and they're troubled, and that stock market's troubled, and there's trouble everywhere you turn and everywhere you look. But God has an encouraging word for his children today. So turn with me to Psalms chapter 46. Amen. You know, sometimes when in the word, when he's speaking of rivers and streams, a lot of times water represents people. And the psalmist here in this Psalms 46, there was a political theme, and when politics and the nations and politics have got everybody at unrest, God has a word and he wants everyone to hear it. Amen. Psalms 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." Selah, or pause and think on this a moment. Then he says, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah. Pause. Meditate. Today I want to focus your attention to verse number 1, where he says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The title of this morning's message is Troubled Times. And we're going to look at our refuge, our strength, and our help. Okay? Can we just lift up our word together? Can we make a declaration together in the house? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. Lord, my ears are open. My heart is attentive. Speak to me, for I am listening in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you that you sent the word to accomplish something in this house today, to minister to every heart and every life. So many times we may think we need this or we need that or we need this or we need that. But your word will give us revelation, will give us guidance, will give us direction and the way to go. So Lord, I pray today, Father God, that you speak through me today. May I get out of your way. Have your way in this house today. May everything that proceeds out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer gathered here today. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, I think that, you know, because the prophetic word of God, and we're looking at for a great move of God, but there's a lot of turmoil that's going to come with this move. Amen? Jesus told us what's going to be taking place in the last days. And if we believe we're in the last days, we shouldn't be surprised when these things take place. But God wants you to understand and have revelation and understanding today that no matter what comes your way, that God has you in the hull of his hand. Amen. He said he'll let no one take you from him. He wants you to understand today that he is our refuge, our refuge. A refuge is a shelter. I'm covered. We are covered by the shadow of his wings. Under the shadow of the Almighty, you and I are covered. You know, kind of interesting that you're in a ministry and you come under a covering. We're involved in a ministry, Faith Christian Fellowship, and we come under a covering. But God is the ultimate cover. Amen? So no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're looking at, God wants you to understand that he is your shelter. Amen? So look with me today in Psalms chapter 27. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, amen? So we'll look and see what God's word says to you because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it's profitable to everyone in the room. Amen? The word of God says in Psalms 27, verse number 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. And the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, while offering his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. In other words, the psalmist has said, he is not saying that things aren't going to come against you. But what God is saying to you and I, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up, he shall condemn. We shall condemn. It's part of our heritage. Amen. In other words, God has got you covered. Amen. And so many times, we get moved more by what we hear in the news than what we hear in the house of God. That more than what we hear from the Word of God. Hallelujah. He said, let there be light, and there was. God wants you to understand something today. Here's our refuge. Here's our shelter. But what happens to us, as we get out from underneath of the shelter and we get hit with the storm, and then we don't understand, why, Lord, are you doing this to me? And he says, if you stay under the shadow of the Almighty God. Amen. I want you to understand today that this is a word to encourage you. Amen? That in these times of trouble, God is our shelter, our refuge. Look with me in Psalms chapter 31. The psalmist writes this. I love words of the psalmist because the psalm continues to praise and give him glory. Now let me say this to you. If I have revelation and understanding, even though I'm going through something, and even though I'm facing a storm, if I'm looking at the storm, it interferes with my praise. But when I look at the answer, I can't help but praise him. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, I got to praise him in advance. In other words, I'm praising him for the answer. I'm not praising him for the storm I'm in. Amen? I'm not praising him for the storm, but I'm praising him that he's the calm in the storm. He is that peace. He is that rainbow. He is that covenant. He's that God that never lies. He's going to do everything he said. And Psalms 31, verse number 19, he says, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. You know, not only am I I'm hidden under the shelter of the Almighty, but all of a sudden in his presence. Why do you think so much that we long and desire to worship the Lord so his presence fills the atmosphere? Amen? Because there's safety in that presence. There's joy in that presence. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen? So we're creating an atmosphere of joy and praise to the glory of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, it isn't over till it's over. Hallelujah. Turn me to prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 25. Verse number 4. The prophet Isaiah says, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat where the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. Amen. Amen. To me, I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. Amen. And no matter what's going on in our nation, no matter what's going on in our world, all the promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. I'm holding on to what he said. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me, that he would be just as close as the call of his name. He said that he would carry us through, that he would watch over it, he would be my protector. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. You may mess with me, but you don't want to mess with my daddy. Amen. As the body of Christ, we have to have revelation and understanding of who we are and what we're entitled to and what we have coming to us. Amen. God always watches out and protects his children. Amen. He's a loving God. I serve a God of love. Amen. He wants you to understand, not only is he our refuge or our shelter, but he's our strength. Amen. You know, so many times, here's the problem. So many times, we try to do things on our own strength and our own power and our own ability, and we fail. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, that he'll renew their strength. You'll be strengthened in his power and his might. Amen? So look with me in Psalms 28. I'm in the Psalms today. You know why I'm in the Psalms today? Because they're songs of joy and celebration. You know when the world will really get a hold of, catch the glory of God, is in the midst of all the adversity that the church is still glorifying, magnifying, and celebrating Jesus. Hello? I don't know. I said it before. I'll say it 100 times. I read the end of the book. We all win. Hallelujah. Anybody with me today? And Psalms 28, verse number 6, he says, "Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." You know what gets me? There's a song. There's always a song. I like that old song, "In my heart there rings a melody." Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm always humming. I'm always singing. I'm always singing songs of the Lord. Amen. Because they that wait upon the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Not the joy that the world brings me, but the joy that the Lord gives me. Amen? So no matter what's taking place, I'm going to be happy. Even though the landlord says your rent is late, he's going to have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy. That's an old song. No. I'm not going to sing it. He says, "The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed." How many in here are a child of God? Then you're his anointed. He's the saving strength of his anointed. "Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever." Amen. Amen. In other words, somewhere in the atmosphere, something needs to change. Well, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. Been there, done that, most likely been through it too. Hello? Well, Pastor, you don't understand. I may not understand everything, but I serve God that knows everything and understands all things. Amen. There's not one child or one person in this world that doesn't go through some things in life. But God wants you to understand, as you keep connected to Him, as you stay underneath of that covering, as you stay under that shelter, that refuge, that He will give you strength. Amen. You know, last night I slept with two young grandsons in the bed with me. And the one had a throat problem with snot, or I just call it snot, that's what it is. Well, you're gross talking about snot in church. That's what it was. And he kept choking and every 10 minutes. And I didn't get much sleep. And I was really busy yesterday and the day before that. And then the Lord says, but they that wait on the Lord, His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Amen? I don't know about your body, but my body needs sleep, and so does yours. Amen? And so what He is saying to you and I, hey, He's not only our covering, but He is our source of strength. The strength to fight every battle the adversary brings your way. But most of our battles we can't fight in the natural. We can't do it by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You know, I know that God's got my front, my back, my sides. He's got your front, He's got your back, He's got your side, because He calls you His child. And He loves you. And He loves you no matter where you've been or what you've done. We can't compare the Father's love with our natural fathers, because our natural fathers sometimes turned us down because we didn't do what they wanted us to do. But God's a God that loves you just where you are. And there's nothing that you've done or no place that you've gone that He didn't see you go, that you were going there anyway. But He's sitting today with His arms wide open. He says, just return unto Me. And as you return unto Me, it'll be like you never left. It'll be like you never left. My arms are wide open. My love is pouring out to each and every one of you. Hello? While I was hanging on the cross, you were on my mind. You were on my heart. And I did it for you. Amen? So you wouldn't have to carry the things that you're not able to carry. Amen? I don't know about you, but He says in Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says this. In Ephesians 3:16, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Amen. You know, there's something. When I do things from the outside, you know, I normally do things, people do things on the outside to prove something to people. But when you allow God to work on the inside, And that strength comes from inside here. It doesn't come from out here. It comes from within. Because he gave each and every one of us the Spirit of his Son. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is here to strengthen us. God says, I got you covered because I promised you something. And I'm giving you strength because I sowed the Spirit inside of each and every one of you. And your strength is coming from within you, not from without. And every time the adversary, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. If you allow the Spirit of God to work in and through you and take authority over it. You know, he has given you all power in heaven and earth, and every name named must bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. He's given us that strength from the inside. So not only is he our refuge and our strength, he says in Colossians 1, verse number 10, verse number 11, excuse me. That we're strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. So let's give thanks to the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance in the saints of light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Not only is God our refuge, but he's our strength. He's our very present help in trouble. He's our very present help in trouble. He's our helper. He is our helper. He didn't leave one person in this room helpless. He's our helper. Look at me and what the prophet Isaiah prophesied in 41. Isaiah 41. Verse number 10, we have a refuge, our shelter, he's our strength, and he's our very present help in time of trouble. In trouble, it says in trouble, but when we sing the song, we say he's very present help in that time of trouble. He says in Isaiah 41:10, he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will uphold you. Who is the right hand of his righteousness? Jesus Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. He is saying, I will strengthen you. Now, there's a declaration for you and I to make. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 50. How many are going through some time of trouble? This is what we're saying. According to God's word. Isaiah 50, verse 7. He says, for the Lord God will help me. Say, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. I know that I shall not be ashamed. In other words, these are words that we're to declare and we're to proclaim. Isaiah 50, verse 7 again. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, They shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. That's for you and I as children. You and I have to get in our hearts, sort of like the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13:6, I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. See, we got to get this in our heart. When we get this in our heart, we'll walk in victory. The only words that the adversary really understands is the word of God. And as I hide in his pavilion and I hide his word in me, what comes out in adversity is the word of God. Amen. People just, if we would just really, as his children, get a revelation of how powerful this book is, it would become the most read book. Because the word becomes life. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The spoken word. I'm just not reading his word. I'm speaking his word. So when adversity comes, I'm not going to try to attack it on with my strength and in my power, but his power. I'm going to speak his word over to every circumstance and every situation. And I'm going to hold on to his promises. And he has promises for you today. He's promised you in his word that he will be your, in closing today, that he will be your refuge, that he is your strength, that he is your very present help in trouble. Amen. And in closing today, you may be here today and you may be facing some trouble. And it's not accidentally that you're here today. Because God wants you to understand that he is the God that meets us right where we're at. And he has a plan in every heart and life. What he wants us to understand is what? That he's our shelter. He's our strength. He's our help. So no matter what comes our way, that we're covered. You know, there used to be a commercial that said when E.F. Hutton speaks, everyone listens. Might go back before a lot of your time. Give away my age here. But what we have to get a hold of, and what God wants us to get a hold of today is when God speaks, things in the atmosphere change. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful for that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house today.